Thank you very much, Jamie, and good morning to you all for coming to this presentation. What I'm going to be talking about is exactly what Jamie was talking about, is that does jail screen and treat programs actually have any effect on the on prevalence in the community? And as you said, my name is Kwame Osedise, and here are my co-authors. So a little bit of background. The main determinants of the spread of STD are sexual contact rate, probability of transmission, and the average duration of infectiousness. Considering the duration of infectiousness as one of the main factors, the incarcerated population have poor access to healthcare, so they normally have high duration of infectiousness. And if you consider the other two determinants, this population often have a high history of unprotected sex and multiple partners. The incarcerated population also have high STD rates. And then there's also rapid movement of high risk persons in and out of jail. In 2002, a report to Congress concluded that correctional health can improve public health by reducing transmission of communicable disease to others in the community. However, previous studies have reported mixed results, and there's currently no clinical trials going on. So what we decided to do here is to use a mathematical model to examine the potential impact of a jail-based chlamydia screen and treat program on a community. So to do this, here are our major, the key assumptions. We assumed only heterosexual transmission. There's no sex going on in jail. And then we have two sexual activity classes, high and low. And these classes are based on rate of sex partner change. And chlamydia treatment only occurs for symptomatic cases. And then for the asymptomatic cases, those are picked up only through screening. So here's a simple compartment showing how we can, based on the epidemiology of the disease, compartmentalize the community. So we have susceptibles, exposed, asymptomatic, and symptomatic. So those who are susceptible can move into the exposed compartment, and you can consider the exposed compartment as those who are infected but not infectious. And then from there, they progress to asymptomatic and symptomatic based on what the literature has for these two. And then for those who are symptomatic, they get treated and go back to the susceptible stage. And then those who are asymptomatic, they either run through the whole natural history without treatment, or they are picked up by screening and then go back to susceptible. And the same set is happening in the jail. You have all these other, the same compartments in the jail. And then people are moving in and out of the jail based on whichever compartment they're in. So when we start the screening, for the purpose of this study, these moving people from the symptomatic and symptomatic stages is the important one. So we move people, when they are picked up by the screening process, they go back to the susceptible. So what we did was that before the screening program, we estimated the prevalence in the community and in the jail. And then after the program, we also estimated prevalence in the community and in the jail to see if there's any difference. So we used a parameter model from published literature. We estimated the impact of screening as a relative change in chlamydia prevalence before and then after the onset, as I just mentioned. Then we conducted a comprehensive sensitivity and uncertainty analysis. So here's a list of some of the variables that we use, but I want you to pay attention to this one. We have 1 million males and 1 million females, but the incarceration rate is 5,000 for males and 600 for females. This is very, 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 very low incarceration rate, as most of you will notice. And so the people stay in the exposed area for 14 days, and then we used 1 week to 3 weeks as the high and low end. And then this is the rest of the parameters that we used. And here I also want to highlight that we assumed that there's 50% at intake, the screening coverage is 50%, and then post-screening treatment rate is at 70%. So now I'll share with you the results. So when the system is in equilibrium before the program, prevalence in the jail is almost 12%, and prevalence in the community is 2.25. And when the program starts, prevalence in the jail drops by about 30%, and in the jail, a moderate drop of about 4%. When you look at it based on sex, females had a higher prevalence, and it dropped by about 4%, and the same happened for the males too. So the next one, I will talk about the sensitivity and uncertainty analysis. So we run the model about 1,000 times. Each time, all the variables in there were changed. And then in all the models, chlamydia prevalence in the community decreased as a result of the screening. In all of them, there was an impact. The average decrease was 6%, and the range was from 0.06% to about 60%. So in all the runs that we did, about two-thirds of all the runs, the impact was between 0 and 5%. And close to just over 5% had an impact of greater than 20% on the prevalence in the community. So here is a table showing the importance or the influential variables ranked in descending order. So the higher it is, the more influential it is. And as you can see, jail screening was the highest, and then followed by incarceration rates. So the modest impact that we saw using that low or conservative incarceration rate shows you that, you know, even with that, this is how important incarceration rate is. And with that low one we had, there was 4%. So this is potentially, important in this research. Also, the negative sign that you see shows that there's, it's just a qualitative impact of the variable. So the higher this is, the lower is the impact. But I think the most important are these first two that I just showed. So since we are looking at jail screening, we wanted to look at a scatter diagram showing the impact. So this is impact and this is jail screening. And as you can see, as you increase jail screening, we went all the way up to 90% impact increased along with it. As with all models, there are limitations. And so for ours, there's uncertainty in model parameters, but the sensitivity analysis we did should help in that area. The model is not stratified by age, as you can see. And also, we ignored movements to and from other locations, especially prisons and other communities. In spite of those limitations, there are strengths. This is the first use of a mathematical model to estimate the potential impact of jail-based screening on chlamydia prevalence in the community. And our results were consistent in the comprehensive sensitivity analysis that we did. So in conclusion, our analysis have demonstrated that the potential impact of jail screening on community chlamydia is high, and also impact can be more pronounced when incarceration rates for high-risk men are high and jail screening coverage is also high. Thank you.